Okay, is this the part where I get to listen to you eat something really good, but I don't get to? I guess I'll just feel like all of the rest of the listeners at this point.
Right. In fact, Amy, you can ask questions while we're going about this. So here's the deal.
Thank you.
Dots, the people who make your favorite pretzel, as well as that pretzel spice, they've come out with a brand new snack. These things are just now available. You can find them on the shelves. Our friends at the Mindak Market brought us these. That's located right inside of West Acres. They're baked cheese curls. Okay, so seasoned with Dot's famous seasoning. So cheese curls, it's like a Cheeto, but it's got Dot seasoning on it. I've given Derek Hansen a bowl. It's in front of him.
So
he's been smelling
it. Cheesy. Okay, you guys turn off your microphones and give it a try.
You don't want to hear the crunch factor?
Sure.
No,
crunch,
I don't want
to. And then turn it off. That's it. Okay. Turn off your microphones. So it's like a Cheeto, but it has added. It was almost as though they came up with this idea because they had some Cheetos and were like, what would happen if we just put this Dot seasoning on the Cheetos? But they're spirals, so it's not exactly the shape. It's almost like the shape of a spiral noodle. Is that what I'm gathering?
No,
is
let me
the shape
finish.
Of a spiral noodle?
Nope, it's the shape of a Cheeto.
Yeah.
Oh,
it's
it is.
The same.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. She's got a little kick to it. I like it.
Yeah. Oh. The thing I like about these is this is not for someone who wants Cheetos will seem plain now, right?
Right.
These have got a good kick to them.
Here's the thing, and he might be listening, so my apologies to the man who has my middle name.
Okay.
You know, the old Norwegian thing where ketchup might be a little spicy, that type of thing. He would not like this. Now, me, I'm a little different than him. I don't mind. I'm very much the guy who wants the mild type of buffalo sauce, right? I want too hot, too cold. I want the Goldilocks type of thing. This is about perfect.
Yeah.
Got a little kick to it. It's not too hot. It's not going to make your eyes water. I'm digging it.
I think my wife doesn't like spicy things. So, like, a buffalo wing is not her jam. I think that she could enjoy these because it doesn't hurt. It's spice. It's not a burn. Does that make sense? Like how some things are
true, yeah.
are hot and they kind of leave you a little miserable, but some people really like that heat. This is something where, I mean, my God, could you imagine these with a beer?
It's funny. I was just going to say that. I mean, Amy, I'm imagining this at the lake with a nice frosty mug on the porch looking out the lake. With a nice cold one. Yep.
I shall say this. Here's the report of how much it comes off onto your fingers because, I'm not coated. I'm not coated in cheese dust.
Not at all. Yeah, that's the worst part about it, right? Mm-hmm. Cheesy poofs are the worst for that.
Yep, 100%. So here's the deal.
So you can't see the Dots-like seasoning on them?
No, you can.
You can.
Oh, okay. I mean, it's not. You can see like little green flecks. Like is the biggest part, but you can tell that you can also smell immediately that these are not Cheetos. Like if you put a bowl of these and a bowl of Cheetos in front of me, I can clearly tell you which one are the baked cheese curls from Dots. Here's the deal. When it boils down to it, Dots hasn't had a miss yet. Regular pretzels, amazing. Their meat rub, awesome. Their Southwest style, oh my gosh. And these, it's just one more great thing to add to the Dots lineup. So I guess to me, I'd give it a buy. If I was out there, I'd pick these up gladly. Gladly.
Yeah, I'm with you. I'm totally. I think they're almost perfect for what you said. I can imagine to add with it, Amy, imagine like having hot dogs at the grill at the lake, right? I mean, that type of thing or whatever. And then having these as the kind of the side instead of chips or whatever. That's what I can imagine with this, along with that nice cold beer at the lake. So this would be perfect for that. I would say if your kids don't mind a little bit of a kick to that, whatever, and they want it with their snack, if they're, you know, right now sitting doing virtual learning, this might be a way to go. So,
yeah, I'm telling you.
Also, this is, I mean, let's just say it like it is. It's real good timing for this to come out right before Christmas so everybody can send their Dots loving family members across the country a new Dots product for everybody to try.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Right? Right?
I also think that there are a lot of recipes that involve Cheetos out there, and I think you swap these Dots cheese curls in, and you're going to have a much tastier option. So, for example, I know of a pretty big chain of taco stands that incorporate Cheetos into their tacos. Well,
that is a great idea.
I know. So here's the deal. Put these Dots baked cheese curls in there, and you're going to have something tacos. That's even better.
Yeah, I mean, instead of doing the taco and the bag with the chips, they do this.
Right.
Yeah.
So good. It'd be
That's a great idea.
Top-notch stuff. I mean, here's the deal. My mind is already going crazy. And here's another thing, too. Second ingredient in these is sunflower oil. And I love me some sunflower oil. Big fan of sunflower oil. So here's the deal. Huge thanks to our buddy Greg who dropped these off. He actually dropped 4 bags off for us. So Don Haney, don't worry. He told me to set one aside for you. I'm assuming you can get these where you find Dots that you love, but we got these ones from the Mindak Market in West Acres, and I think that I'm going to have to stop there after work and grab a couple more bags because these are definitely going to be the hot item over the weekend in my house. I can tell already. Amy, you hit the nail on the head with this is a perfect stocking stuffer. You know, and even on the back, you know, it's a Pride of Dakota brand, right? So that's something we're really excited about, the fact that Dots Pretzels started in Velva, North Dakota. I'm so glad that they have found so much success over the years because I'm proud of it, right? Being a North Dakotan, I'm proud of it. I hope that this takes over the news cycle for a couple of days instead of our COVID numbers. So, hey, North Dakota, they've got some COVID, but they also have probably the best cheese curls on the market. Those are good. Those are dang good.
Yeah, I'm into it. I'm liking it a lot.
Yeah, have you finished your bowl yet?
Not quite.
I'm close.
I'm imagining them with, Amber makes really good barbecues.
Okay. Yeah.
These with barbecues, I think, would hit the spot. Does that sound? I mean, just good ground beef. She puts just a little bit of rice in it, you know, just that, along with that. That's what I'm imagining right now. This is the perfect side. She's going to love these.
This can give you the crunch that you want on it. I don't know about you, but I'm a guy who adds potato chips to most of my sandwiches. I like a crunch.
Yeah, a lot of people do.
When I bite in. And so I think I can use these to give me some crunch. On that. Amy, I'm so sad for you to not be able to, you know, you're probably sitting there, you know, tasting.
To taste or smell.
what a horrible segment for you to have to sit through. Oh, my goodness.
I know. I'm happy for you guys, though. I am.
I will save you some so that when it rolls over, you can have some. In fact,
Jergy's
walking in. He wants some too.
Yeah. Sure, everyone's showing off.
We're going to be the most popular place.
Now he's
in the
got a white face mask on, so this is going to be an interesting thing here because there's no doubt you're going to.
It's going to be like my son's face.
Yeah,
mask.
It's going to be all
I was
orange.
Telling JJ. Yeah, I was telling JJ that you know what my son ate because it's on the inside of his mask.
Give us a little taste test here.
Sit down. We want to hear. We're going to get Jergy's opinion on this as well.
Great.
So obviously we tempted him enough that he's going
to
try
these. I feel like at this point, all of you guys are just showing off.
Yeah. Well.
Okay.
Right?
Got to do what we got to
do. Kick.
I like them.
They're really good. Yeah.
Yeah, they are.
He likes it. Derek, he likes it.
Hey, Mikey.
Jergy.
He'll eat it.
Yeah. And like you said, they don't. I like the Cheetos, I like any Cheetos.
You like the spicy, the Flamin' Hot ones?
No, but you know, the ones that make your fingers so orange.
Oh, yeah, no.
And then they don't have the dust at all, yeah.
No.
Yeah, they're good stuff, huh?
Very good, yeah. I think we've got another winner here.
Yeah, well, it's great. Good. Congratulations, Dots. You've done it again.
If you won over Paul Juergens, that's pretty big because he's more of a plain Lay's ham sandwich, classic Coke kind of guy.
Well, and he loves his French onion dip, so... Here's the deal. If Paul Juergens says he likes it, if it's a buy for Paul Juergens, I think that that's a huge thing for me because I follow him religiously when it comes to his advice on what type of French onion dip he likes. And I get it totally unsolicited. Every now and then my phone will just light up and be like, hey, I tried this one. Pretty good. So high.